A special event coming up this weekend at the Valley Brook Golf Course in Lakefield, the second annual Madden Hine Memorial Golf Tournament on Saturday. And we are catching up with Alex Hine about that event. Thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So let's go over the details of the event itself and start there, the second annual edition.
Yeah, this Saturday, you know, in honor of our son Madden, this event is a fun way to get together with friends and family and remember him, but also it's a fundraiser for the scholarship that we have in his name that we are going to give out again this spring. First flight is at 9 a.m. on Saturday, and then we'll have lunch, and then after lunch there'll be a second flight starting at 1 o'clock. And it sounds like we got a good amount of teams signed up again, and it looks like there's a chance of rain, so hopefully the rain stays away. But we're looking forward to another fun day. Last year it was great to see everyone and, you know, just feel their support, and then, you know, to raise that money for the scholarship. So we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's something that's a little bit different this year, is that the scholarship is in effect and everything, and so you were able to do that 1 year for this, and so now it's the second time around. I guess what stood out about that first time of doing that and being able to do that?
It was a cool process, you know, obviously for the worst reason that we started this, but it was cool to go through it. And you know, we put it out last winter, the scholarship, and we had, you know, a lot of applications, but then also we had numerous people donate, and from JCC and also from elsewhere. And still think about, you know, how we want to do it this year. We might make some adjustments in terms of our scholarship and, you know, where we offer it. But we still got to decide that. But the cool thing about it was to read all these applications and to read about, you know, some of the really awesome seniors that we had last year. It was really hard to decide. It was really cool to see them talk about Madden and what they've learned, you know, watching us go through it. And so that was really neat. In terms of Saturday and the golf tournament, last year was our first year doing it, and we just had a 9-hole tournament. This year, after having done it once, we're going to adjust some things. We're going to have some fun games out there. You know, not only will we have the, you know, longest drive and longest putt, but we'll also have some different unique challenges on the course, maybe spice it up a little bit. And it'll give a guy like me, who's not a very good golfer, maybe something that I am good at on the course. So, but we're really looking forward to it. Just even coming in, you know, getting close to the tournament, we can feel the support again. You know, we can feel that all these people that want to help out and be there for it, which is really special.
Yeah, it seems to be a fun way that people do gather around and rally behind a cause, is to have one of these golf tournaments, one more kind of thing for that. But also it obviously has an extra special connection for this event in particular on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it's just to see these, you know, like we said, you know, how many months ago, we said, well, yeah, we're going to do it again. And once we kind of put the word out and everything, just to see the different people that are like, oh yeah, we'll help. We can do this and this and this. And just to see these people, you know, obviously everyone's busy. Like, it's spring and there's sports going on, there's fall activities, and just to see these people drop what they're doing to help make this tournament on Saturday go really well. You know, I know people that are coming from 5 hours away just to play in it and to see us. And, you know, that's just, you know, you can tell that we have special people, not only in our community, but, you know, in our lives, that are there to support us. And then there's other people, like I said, that's busy. They're not able to on Saturday, but they still have had people reach out and ask to donate, or we got koozies with Madden's logo on it, and there's people asking to buy those. And it's just, you know, like I said, it's for the worst reason possible. You know, Madden, if he was still here, he would be a 3-year-old. His birthday was just 2 weeks ago. It's obviously really, still really hard. It's probably something we'll never get over. You know, it's something we'll never get over. But to see how many people support us and come out to something like this, it really lifts us up, and it really makes us really excited for events like Saturday. And, you know, there's so many lows in the last couple of years. And when people rally around and support us and come to do things like this, it really helps pick us up. And so just speaks to the people that we have in our lives and how special this community is.
Yeah, I heard that when you were talking about the support initially, and you described it a little bit more there, of course, as well. And so, yeah, like you said, you kind of find the light in this sort of situation and cause and such, and because of the reason and you're doing it. And that is certainly a part of it, if not most of the light that does shine through.
Yeah. I mean, just one of the biggest things for Catherine and I, but also we've talked to other parents that have lost children. And one of the biggest worries is that, and you know it won't happen, but you worry that, you know, you'll forget your child. And we'll never forget Madden. But it's just that the fact that they're not here, you know, obviously just it's so tremendously hard. But you do things, we do things like this to keep his legacy alive. And it's cool to see that his legacy is touching other lives. It's cool to hear from these applications, these scholarship applications, that his life touched these high school seniors' lives, and to see him, and we've had adults say how, you know, just learning about Madden and what happened, how it touched their lives. And also, you know, the fact that we're raising money to give away scholarship money to kids and hopefully help them on their journey. And we know how difficult and how expensive everything is. And so hopefully we can help them out in just a little way so that they can achieve their goals. I like how you said that. This is a light for us. This is this event, and keeping Madden's legacy alive is a way to, you know, keep his light alive as well. So it's a really cool event for anyone that wasn't there last year, just to see people come around and support us. And not only that, there'll be other people that reach out. And there's been people that have reached out and just said, you know, we can't make it, but we're thinking of you. And just, I think it's just such a good reminder to not only us, but for other people, just to be there and be that support. You just never, there's so many times where it's awkward. You don't want to say something. You worry about how someone will react if you say something. And I just urge anyone out there, if there's someone that you see struggling, to reach out and be that support. And we've just had so many people do that for us. And so this scholarship is one way that we try to give back.
And it continues to be inspiring for sure. And any space left, I mean, it sounds like there's been plenty of help to help make the event happen itself. But is there any possibility of getting in on it as like a participant or anything like that? Or is it just we're kind of in anticipation now?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a few spots left in the tournament. If there's anyone out there that wants to still golf, we are serving a meal. And, you know, even if you can't, you know, come and golf, you could come and eat. Or if you just want to donate to the scholarship, you can do that as well. Or if you just want to come hang out, we'll take it, you know. And so there are still different ways that you can participate if you're unable to golf or be there, or if you just haven't signed up yet. There is a good amount of people already signed up, but there are still a few spots available.
So still available to sign up at 507-662-5755. Valley Brook Golf Course will be the site of the second annual Madden Hein Memorial Golf Tournament. You can find the full details online. And thank you very much to Alex Hein for telling us all about it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Always good to talk to you, and good luck with the event.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it.
And thank you out there for listening.